Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
I'm Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm Jared Freed.
I'm still in shock after last night. And I know we have two episodes this week that we need to cover, but man, that was absolutely intense last night. And I'm going to be so fucking pissed if I see all of these girls hanging out in San Diego or whatever, acting like they're friends, because they are not.
Just wait. Kay says I'll be so fucking pissed. Kay will be posting pictures.
I'll be there.
Kay and Sinead to the end.
I mean, it really did feel like they were talking about Kay's group of friends when they were talking about like Bachelor Nation, when they're referring to, oh, hanging out with Bachelor Nation. All I could think about was Kay. Leading at the front of the group with the big Bachelor Nation flag waving in the air.
There was a thunderstorm at my house last night, and so it kept cutting to the weatherman. So I like missed little tiny bits and pieces. Was there something about Aaron or something?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, we'll get to that.
My God.
You guys will have to explain it to me, because I saw it on Twitter, we gotta get oh man, I fucking missed the best part.
Before we get to that, but I mean, Shanae, basically, if I could see them all hanging out except for Cassidy and Shanae, like I maybe Cassidy gets let into the group, but if any of them are hanging with Shanae, then we have, I mean, what are we
an
doing
issue
at this point? Yeah, yeah. I mean, Shanae came with literal, she's like the Joker. She came with like all these little booby traps to like get people.
Yeah.
And she was ready for that Genevieve. She basically, you know, to get ahead a little bit, she calls out Genevieve for hooking up with Aaron, for having sex with Aaron.
I mean, why call that? I'm jealous of both people in that situation.
Like, yeah, Aaron, I don't know why that was a big Genevieve reveal, but you know, we can get to that.
All right, so let's get to the episode.
Get to the goods. All right, so first, the women finally put down the shrimp and take a bite of Shanae.
Then Clayton steps in front of the firing squad.
And finally, we spend 30 minutes asking if Clayton cried with Sarah.
I couldn't get over how many times it was clarified. And then Jesse's like, so to clarify, Clayton, did you cry in front of Sarah?
It was crazy. It was crazy. And also, like, I don't know, like, I still don't believe any, like, Sarah just kind of, Sarah's reaction to all of it. Like, I was like, are you a liar? Like, do you have any, like, I don't know, what was your take on Sarah? Like, I just didn't, she had no response. She's just like, I guess I'm a liar. Like, I don't know, like.
I think no matter what she said, there was going to be some sort of backlash. Like, the girls would have had some sort of rebuttal, regardless of what she said, regardless of how she tried to defend it, or I think she just had to take it. But when I saw when they replayed the tape back of her, the tape, and what year is it? 1990? When they replayed the clip back of her saying, you know, I just don't have any tears left at this point, but she's still making the weeping sound. Yeah. That was when I was like, oh yeah, this is really, she didn't have any tears. There, nothing was coming down her face, but she was like, I just, it's like, where?
She also like, even when they first brought her out for like questioning with Jesse, she was like, she just sat there for a full minute, like heavy breathing. And then was like, and I was like, are you going to fucking say anything? And then Jesse did surprisingly well. He seemed like a man who had no nerves because he didn't give a shit at all about what was happening, but it worked. I felt, I mean, besides the fact that he was like Clayton's dad, and then when they showed the blooper, like the scenes from his scene or his season back
awkward
in the day, I'm like, he is exactly Clayton. It's yeah, so bizarre.
The same.
It was great. I'm happy they showed him at the end. It kind of felt like the way he talks about The Bachelor, it was like all the tapes got burnt in a fire. Like he has no he brings up the same story about giving the rose to the wrong person every interview, and then that's it. You're like, this was a whole, you know, 3 months of someone's life watching this, and you have no other stories?
Yeah, and he's like, well, my current wife, who was had nothing to do with the television show at all, and I met 10 years after it was filming, just doesn't me talking about it.
Who was 5 years old when we filmed that. Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, she watched it with her parents. All right. What did you guys name it?
I said, I was torn between these two, but I wanted to say, I wanted to do something along.
I think the second one.
I said, happy Women's History Month. LMAO.
Yes.
Like, can you imagine? Like, I was watching this and I have never
seen women that if those women had a stick, Shanae would have been beaten into a pulp. Like, it was very intense.
This was some like Handmaid's Tale shit.
Yeah. Shame her. Shame her.
Yeah. Like
when they all crowd around, what's her name? Elizabeth Moss and Handmaid's Tale and chant things about her. I said, there's no Facetune in paradise. Which I don't know who yelled good, at, but it was so good.
That was such great. A good quote. Such a good quote.
I said Jesse Palmer's Night of Opinionated Women.
That was also a choice he made.
When he said, we have a lot of opinionated women here, I was like, what? Who's writing these lines for you, Jesse? I was like, oh my God, this started off very weirdly.
Calling a woman who's been scorned.
Just call her a bitch. I don't like it. Just say it. Call it what
I'm like, if someone called me opinionated and I would be like, the fuck you mean opinionated? I would lose my mind.
It's also the way he said it was like, you know, Jesse was good, but you could tell he leaned heavily on a script. He was like, I'm going to nail these scripted lines. I'm going to let them yell themselves out because we'll take care of it in editing. And then so when he's reading, I am here with some opinionated women. You're like, oh God, this is from the 50s. Like I felt like a Marlboro cigarette commercial was going to come on.
I wish Jesse had been chain smoking throughout. That would have really given it a nice touch. Should we get into it?
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
So when Jesse starts talking, I was like, I haven't heard this man speak so much the entire, like, he's not aside from the 50s vibe, like he can kind of carry an interview pretty well.
No, he was good. I thought he was good. I think it shows us like that job is be invisible until we need to be steered on course. Yeah. Like don't toot too much. Don't be too loud. Don't be too, you know, like don't be too colorful. Just get us back to like the questions we want answered. And I thought he did a good job of that.
Keeping us grounded. Like we wanted for any host in general. Like, that was the problem with Caitlin and Tayshia, is that it was just too all over the place and we couldn't stay on track. So yeah, I agree with you for sure.
And then we start with Claire, who I completely forgot was even on this season. It was so
God, I missed her.
She looks great. What an icon.
Claire, who learned nothing from her scene on The Bachelor. I thought she was the most hateable one on the whole thing.
You think so?
She stunk. Here's the thing is, for her to sit up there and say, I need an aggressive guy from the 5 seconds you made, like every woman there, they were right. Like it wasn't about like whatever guy you want. Like when like Marlena spoke from my soul, it's like she kept talking about I'm leaving. And she goes, then leave. Why didn't you leave? And she goes, and then. Well, and that was the thing. And then Claire does the classic, I haven't looked in the mirror or done any like self-reflection move. She goes, well, then I turned to the bar. She starts blaming that alcohol. It's like, well, maybe you have an issue with alcohol. Maybe we should talk about that. Like everything was someone else's fault. Never also, Claire's
fault. Into an intervention.
Yeah.
They're only allowed like what? 2 alcoholic drinks every hour or something, which I guess could still be a lot, but not for me.
I mean,
I was like,
she literally said, I turned to the bar. This is, you know, it's like, Claire, you came off badly. And then she doubled. And this was kind of the theme of tonight. It was nobody takes the loss. Nobody apologizes except and you see Shanae, you saw Cassidy, all Claire, Cassidy, Shanae, they all did the same thing. They all were the aunt in the Facebook comment group saying, agree to disagree. Well, I guess we see
Sorry
it differently.
To play and devil's it's like, advocate.
Yeah, they were all just the mascots for online douchery.
And then Kira, the doctor, was like very she was eloquent. Amazing. She was until the end when she was like, Clayton, if you're still single, when I was watching the show, you got hotter in every episode. I was like, Kira, go back to surgery. Paging Dr. Kira.
How did Kira go from like Kira like literally was like I was like, was she like an undercover therapist the whole time? Like she nailed everything. And then at the last second she's like, oh no, I'm gonna be fucking out of my mind. Like
first of all, I had forgotten about Kira completely to the point where I was like, who is she? They showed her and then she starts talking about all this stuff and I'm like, oh my God, I have no recollection of her at all until right now when you guys said she was the doctor and I go, okay, now I remember.
Yeah. Who came in the bikini at the beginning.
Right. But I did not remember her for the life of me. And I'm like, why is she putting herself out here and having all these opinions about things when I don't even remember who she is?
I think it was the close up of the camera. Like, I remember her from night one, and it was, like, all the shots of her were, like, wide shots to show that she was in a bikini underneath her lab coat, and they never really did a close-up, and, like, they legit were, like, it was as if Kira came through the screen. They were so close on her face, and she was, like, making all great points, but I thought the same thing. I was like, who is this? What's going on?
And she was wearing, like, a fun choker. It was the Women Tell All is always a fun who's who because it'll be like people that were there for like a week and are speaking up so loud. Even the fact that Cassidy was only there for 2 weeks, but feels like she was there the entire season.
For the whole time.
It really did. And they were right. Like she kind of trained Shanae and there was so much time spent on.
Well, I mean,
those
the way
two.
They phrased that was so funny that Cassidy was Dr. Frankenstein and turned Shanae into her.
Like she project. Really did.
And she even said, she's like, yeah. Like Cassidy was like, yeah. And then
you're welcome. Like, there you go, bitches.
What did you guys think of the Cassidy stuff? I thought she did an amazing thing.
I think looking at it now, seeing the whole like from all angles, I think Cassidy. Her problem is that she is very unlikable. She's just not likable. Mm. I don't disagree with the things that she, her actions that much on the show, like, you know, focusing on Clayton, stealing him away, making out with him, like trying to get his attention. I don't think she, and then again, with like the fuckboy stuff, I don't think.
Well, she said the dick was really good.
Which is debatable, but.
I was gonna say.
Which is like fine, but I don't know. I think that she got a bad rep for all of these like random things. But I think the reason why they were all such a problem is because she's not a super likable person. I think if it was somebody else who was kind of like sweeter or less abrasive, it would have come off different. But because it was Cassidy, that's why everybody was pissed.
Well, I think she's classless. Like you could, you know, you can have someone that you have a casual relationship with and not bring them up on the show where you're there to get engaged and everyone else is there to get engaged.
That's
like,
absolutely true.
You know, you can, and that was kind of the point everyone else was making. Like no one, and then Cassidy did again the internet move, make myself the victim. She starts becoming an advocate for the casual sex community. She's like, I can't believe in this day and age you would shame someone for having a, you know, a romp with a lover. And it's like, Cassidy.
A romp?
Yeah. Cassidy, honey.
Get out of here. Like, and I, what I've enjoyed the evolution of The Bachelor is like, that stuff used to work. And people used to back down. And now it seems like the other people there were like, they had the tools to be like, no, Cassidy, nobody's saying you can't fuck whoever you want. You ran around a show where we all are here to get engaged, bragging about the good dick you have waiting for you at home. Like it was some dessert in the fridge. Like, cut it out.
Oh, my
I've
God.
I've got a pizza in the freezer.
Yeah.
Get some frozen chicken just like waiting for me.
Yeah. Some dude in a fleece vest waiting to go lick me when I'm done.
Yeah, it was certainly interesting. I mean, the whole, and then immediately we get into the Shanae stuff from Cassidy. Mm. And it was Lindsay who, like, starts with the very sweet saying something, and she's like, and so Shanae, I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart to fuck off, because I mean, 10s across the board to Lindsay really securing her place in paradise, because we wouldn't have done without that.
Of course. I love the people that come with a prepared line. Like, oh, I love
there was
the,
a
like,
lot of
I
that.
Think you have to. I think that's yeah. part. I think that's part of the women tell all, is that these girls spend, it's like studying for the bar. Like, you yeah. have to come ready with all of your lines, all of your like tactics and your strategy, yeah. because this is your one chance to redeem yourself, or to get you onto paradise, or to get like your 1 5 minutes that you didn't get in the first place. And I think you have to come like,
I wonder how they like, how they see it, because I know on like Real Housewives, they show them the final like 5 or 6 episodes the night before the reunion in like a hotel room, so that they come in the next day just like completely fired up and ready to like tear into each other. And so I wonder at what stage they do that, because they even seem kind of surprised watching some of it back while sitting in the Women Tell All. So I don't like how, I wonder how much of it they've seen at the Women Tell All.
They film the Women Tell All, I think, only a few weeks before. So, I mean, they've seen pretty much
most of it.
Most of it, yeah.
That's where the picture came from of Genevieve with the fuck you, Shanae sign, right? It was the after party to this.
Yeah.
So that was last week.
It's also interesting because they know what happens at the end, because they all were like, we know what happens at the end. Clayton, well,
that becomes a big part of the ending of this, that I was actually like, I couldn't believe that, but I mean, we can only think the worst thing ever. Did he murder someone? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I hope you're okay.
I hope everyone's okay. Like, the way they talk about it, I was like, what could have gone down?
It's Jesse's very like, interesting.
Jesse's like, I'm saying it. This is going to be the most dramatic season of the Bachelor ever. And it's like, well, let's see.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
But before we get to that, so Shanae, he's like, let's bring Shanae out. They all are screaming at her that her like ass looks terrible, that it looks like she's wearing a diaper.
Yeah, Genevieve's like, are you wearing a diaper?
I'm like, listen, so I get you got to be a little classier. You got to.
Well,
nothing like I hate. Listen, you know, we it, can't was, be going it was that
like,
low.
Well, it wasn't even creative. Like, one of the women just goes, look at her fucking ass. Or, like, didn't she say, like, look at her ass?
Like, it was like just look like, at that ugly bitch, stone her.
Yeah.
That was the vibe.
I can't believe, I mean, even the audience, like, they would say Shanae's name and they were booing. I mean, booing.
My favorite, I think Elizabeth handled it the classiest with still getting good digs in, because Shanae was we were close, blah, blah, blah. And Elizabeth explains that they had one conversation where she brought up how an ex had hurt her and then said, if that's what you consider intimacy, I can understand why you've had such a difficult time your entire life.
Literally. Yeah.
Elizabeth was like, you know, there, like, here's the thing. You have to do call and response. Like, Elizabeth was having, like, listening to what she said and then just, like, opening up, being like, well, here's where you're fucking wrong. And that's why she could have good digs. Like to me, Genevieve embarrassed herself. It was bad. She didn't look great, like, as a person. She looked good she looked good in general, but I'm saying she just didn't, like, her standing up with her hands up, it was very just toddlerish.
Yeah, wait, like, you guys have to explain to me what happened with the Aaron, because he brought up Genevieve to sit, and then when it restarted, they were already, like, arguing about something, and I was watching the fucking weatherman tell me about wind.
So Shanae gets brought over, and Shanae's obviously not going to apologize. And, like, the interesting part about the, like, what you said about Elizabeth, I agree. I thought Elizabeth did a great job. And what the other women seemed to want was to catch Shanae in her web of lies, as if Shanae would go, "You got me," put her hands out to be cuffed. And that never happened.
She is stone cold the whole time.
Yeah, you can't make someone apologize who doesn't care. And so... Mm-hmm. You know, so let's just start talking. What are you going to, like, get her caught in a lie? She doesn't care if she's lying. So then Shanae and Genevieve sit next to each other, and Shanae basically was saying, and again, she's lying. She's trying to get, like, just embarrass Genevieve. And she says, after the show, I went home and I reflected and I lost weight and I was truly upset. And you, Genevieve, were hanging out with Bachelor Nation and hooking up with Aaron.
Good for her, Genevieve. You get it, bitch. I wish it was me.
Right? Was that, I'm not.
Yeah, Shanae was like, I was grieving. I was blah, blah, blah. And you're out hanging out with Bachelor Nation, sleeping with Aaron. And
yeah.
And Genevieve's face is like, I didn't do that. Like, we hung out and that's it. We never even kissed.
You know they're going to be in paradise and this is going to be a whole thing.
See, but this is why Genevieve stunk. She could have just been like, yeah, I fucked him. What are you talking about?
But how,
like,
does Shanae know this? That's my, who's the mole? We all hate
Shanae. I don't know.
She knows this. Somebody's telling her.
Kay's like looking at
her
phone.
I'm pulling up this. So Aaron posted a story. I don't know if you guys have heard it yet. And he posted a story last night right after it happened. And then he posted one this morning.
But did you see Genevieve in that dress? I mean,
yeah, Genevieve looked good.
This is what Aaron said.
So, catching up, watching the women's tell-alls, watching the Batman, so missed the first part of this, but what the fuck am I even watching? This is literally fucking stupid.
So, he was like, this is so stupid, blah, blah,
they
blah.
They fucked. Yeah, I'm sick of this. Who cares? I mean, Genevieve did the classic, like, eyes wide open, like, I can't believe someone would accuse me of doing something I exactly did. It's like, also, what are you accusing me of? Like, at that point, where was Cassidy to be like, please do not shame us casual sexers? Like, where was she in that moment? Like, where, like, I didn't understand the shock and awe. Like, and Shanae, like Shanae could have been downed in 2 seconds. Like, she could have been defeated. Just like, yeah, I don't care. What does it matter? I
agree.
I think Aaron's just mad for being outed for cheating on James. I don't know. James is probably at home being like, what the fuck?
He's probably hooking up with other people. Yeah. Him and James are like, fuck all the brand deals we have together inexplicably and have on both of our Instagram pages. We're broken up. Shanae ruins another perfect relationship. And I thought even bringing Genevieve up in the first place was stupid. And Jesse was, like, loving it. He's sitting back just watching it burn down in flames. Then we have Sarah come out, which we already kind of touched on.
It was really nothing. I don't know. I got, like, Sarah, to me, seemed too immature to realize what she was doing to the other women. Yeah. Like, she didn't even get it. And I was like, and it was interesting to me that, like, Mara, I thought Mara was going to have more of a moment with Sarah, and they didn't bring Mara up. And Mara literally says the meanest thing I've ever heard on this show. She's like, I just didn't think you were marriage wifey material. And you're like, no one's going to say that this was the like a mean, horrible thing to say. And like everyone took her side.
Yeah, it was really bizarre, actually. That's true.
Like, I know. Everyone's
like, no, we totally agree. She's not marriage material. It's like she must have been so immature in the house.
Yeah, I mean, that's so true. No one even, because she had friends in the house, too, right? It wasn't like she was a total outcast.
No, not at all. It was just very strange.
And then we talked to Teddy. This was honestly the most that I liked Teddy was during this. Like, I feel like she had a good interview. She like, whatever.
She nailed it. Like, if she actually had a chance about being the Bachelorette, this would have been
I don't
the
think
moment.
It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
Paradise,
not when Susie's around.
No, Susie was cast in this season.
Not on
to be
Susie's
Bachelorette.
Watch, you guys. Absolutely not.
Promo Susie.
Yeah.
She revealed that Clayton's brother slid into her DMs and she ignored him.
Which is kind of bizarre. Clayton's brother looks like. Yeah.
Clayton's
brother's a good looking dude. I found a picture. He's
better looking than Clayton?
Well, I think he has multiple brothers too.
Oh my God.
Well, I saw an interview with him on like live with Kelly and, or maybe it was Good Morning America or something, saying that like his brothers have been like roasting him the whole time. So I'd be interested in seeing what the DM said, but it's really bizarre.
His brother's a good looking dude. I'm sending you to this is the picture I saw. I sent it to the chat.
Let's see.
You guys can.
Oh my God. Let's stupid ads. Why can't I?
I know we can only see. His
No,
scroll down a little.
We both go. Oh,
I think he's better looking than Clayton for sure.
I think
he's better looking than Clayton. Oh, the but picture.
I don't know. I have a brother. I don't think. The idea, I don't think I would feel comfortable at all.
I have two brothers, and if they wouldn't even watch the show because they'd be like, it's fucking weird to watch you make out with people.
The Island Boys picture is questionable.
Wait, Nate. he also tweeted saying, release the DMs, Teddy. Because Clayton tweeted, both of my brothers have been vehemently denying sliding in the DMs. So Teddy, please give the people, including me, what they want and release the DMs. Hashtag Bachelor. And his brother retweeted and said, release the DMs, Teddy, with laughing emojis.
Well, at least we're all having fun.
It seemed, yeah, except for whoever the fuck was in that reunion, because it sure seemed, they make it seem like somebody was murdered during the finale of the show.
Right?
So we bring out Clayton, him and Jesse metaphorically make out.
Well, we also not just, didn't they bring, they brought Sierra over to the couch, right? Not Sierra.
I don't think they did.
No, they didn't bring Sierra to the couch.
No,
but
they
felt
brought,
like she was on the couch because they're.
Serene, but nothing like.
Serene. Oh, nothing Serene, happened with was, Serene. Serene's no. interview was like, I mean, literally was like time to go to the bathroom and get a drink of water.
I didn't even write notes down because she's just like a nice girl.
She is very nice.
It didn't work out. Who knows? She could be in Paradise too. There's so many Paradise people.
Yeah, the Serene relationship was boring. As he yawns, I'm weak.
Sierra, though, certainly had a lot to say for someone who wasn't really that much on the show.
No, wasn't really on the show, but she was in the middle of a lot of the drama, being like mainly the Shanae stuff and the Cassidy stuff, both. And she kept saying to him, she was like, you know, I had your back. Like, I had your back. And then you're making all of us look dumb. And he said, well, I just didn't really have a lot of evidence to go on. And I just don't understand why she felt so entitled to whatever from Clayton.
I didn't understand the whole, you know, Clayton getting shit at all, but it did make sense that they know things we don't. So they seemed angrier at Clayton than maybe they should have been. Like, I don't know. I would love for them to play the men tell all right before the women's tell all comes on. Like, because the men tell all, These guys are like, you're a saint, you're a queen, you've taught me everything about love. I've learned more about myself in these past 2 months than I've ever learned before. And then Clayton comes on, they're like, you idiot. You haven't, you're like,
shit.
Garbage.
He
is shit.
Like, he's an idiot. Like, even when he was sitting there, like, he looked like a kid in the principal's office. It just felt.
He did. But rough. What was he and supposed he to knew. Do? Like, I do, like, I know he's done something. We don't know what's going to happen after this, but, and I know what he's done is apparently the worst thing that's ever happened in Bachelor history. But to this date with these women, what, he kept a woman on that he had, and he was too dumb, and they had to, like, put the words in his mouth as a defense. They literally said, well, you had a sexual connection with Shanae. And he's like, he should have just said that.
Yeah, he should have just said that. Yeah. Like, that's fine.
I had a connection with her that I didn't have with you guys.
You know when you, like, see someone like that and it's like, you have to fucking stand up for yourself or you're going to keep getting, like, talked to and beaten down. Like, he just seems weak, honestly. It's like, I think whatever he did after this was really bad, and that's why he feels this way. I think that if Shanae had been the only, like, issue, he'd be like, yeah, I didn't know. Like, it happens in this show all the time. But whatever, he felt, like, guilty about something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're totally right.
And even Kira being like, if you're still single, I'm like, what do you know, bitch? Something's... Yeah,
they all know. I mean, if one of them knows, everyone there knows.
Except for maybe Shanae. And they're like, don't tell Shanae.
They're like, just don't say anything.
Don't tell her about the Applebee's happy hour after this.
Not...
and Marlena stood up for Clayton, too.
I thought Marlena was so awesome. She nailed it in the beginning.
Her.
Yeah, she was so good. She, from beginning to end, she always had great stuff to add in. She was just like, and she was right. She was like, you know, listen, you know, I don't know. Clayton doesn't have to be your favorite person in the world, but doesn't mean he has to be evil just because it wasn't with you.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's great. And then, I mean, it's weird to me, too, that Clayton's out there for like 15 minutes. It was really he came on at 9:30 and then the bloopers started at like 9:45.
Well, the real show was the women. I mean, there was nothing that was going to be better than, you know, I mean, there were points where the women were all arguing and it looked like there were 17 different fights happening at the same time.
Literally. It was a very boisterous women tell all.
I can't get over the things they were yelling at each other and they were saying to each other. I mean, it was truly the meanest women tell all I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't want to hear any of them. I don't want to hear any of them with, like, the Dove Body campaign, the support all women. Like, these people, like, a lot of them out of themselves is like, this is who you are. This is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
None of them will be getting Gap clothing. That will be for sure.
But I also don't think they're bad people. I'm just like, what ends up happening, and we've seen it 1,000 times, is like people leave this show and then it's like, hashtag no bullying. And you're like, didn't you just call that woman a fat ass? Like, what?
Yeah.
What am I missing here? You said she had a diaper on.
That was, I'm sure, we'll have to watch Instagram because I bet there'll be some apologies issued today.
Oh, for
sure.
Well,
Genevieve already did. She did before just from the pictures that got out.
Oh, really?
She like did because, did you see they went to that? What's that fucking bar in LA where you can like, they write things on the sign? And it like
Kay's,
they come out with Kay's champagne.
Like,
I've never been there. I
they
only go to the waterfront.
Big,
sorry.
I
so awesome.
Bring out a big glowing sign.
But anyway,
oh,
they
so
had
probably
it,
like a club, like Hyde or.
It's like one of those. I know it was also an issue in Vanderpump Rules. They like it was a fight that Brittany and Jax had because of what it said. But they had and it said fuck Shanae on it, and they were all like. And they were all like drinking and cheering and taking pictures with the sign. And Genevieve like apologized and said that like the restaurant or the bar was the one that made the sign and it wasn't
their
fault.
Honestly, no, I'm not siding with Shanae, but no wonder she stood her ground last night. It was just like, I'm not apologizing because all the stuff that these girls were doing after,
but
you know,
this
just
was
after on her.
This was after they filmed this.
Oh my God.
Like it was literally after the women tell all they must have gone out and then these pictures.
Yeah, they were so this was the prequel. to what we saw on Us Weekly with the sign.
Yeah.
Which makes the sign make more sense. It may which makes me not believe Genevieve. I'm sure they were like, yeah, put fuck Shanae on there. She didn't apologize. She was a piece of shit the whole show. And it goes back to what they wanted from her. They wanted her to, like, you know, be apologetic, but she doesn't care. And so you're not gonna like get her.
Yeah,
I know.
It was something else, but I mean, it was a good women tell all, I guess.
It worked.
We have the bloopers with Gabby, which I knew there'd be a lot of bloopers involving Gabby from the get. I hate that. I wish that the women tell all had all the women. Like, I wish that the final three women.
I know. Yeah, I do too.
It feels like they're trying to get another episode. Like, this week should have been hometowns. Then it should have been the final episode. Then it should have been after the final rose with the women tell all. Like, yeah, that's the way to go. Like, that gets us everyone.
Yeah, you need to have the women tell all and final rose, like, together.
Yeah. I think they used to do it that way, too.
I think they used to do it that way, too. I think they did, because I remember being like, well, why would they have the final rose after? It makes sense. You need to have all the women there seeing the actual couple in person. I don't know.
Then you don't need a Serene interview. Like, then you don't need a Teddy interview. Like, you can just do the one big fight, and then you can get to the couple. Then you can get to the person who was dumped at the altar. Like, it's a fuller episode.
Totally. But as we see, they will break it up into as many episodes as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
But we got bloopers.
All right, should we do categories?
Yeah. Would you rather? This is sort of like a Shanae thing. So admit you did something wrong, and when you say sorry, you're admitting you did something wrong. Would you rather do that? Or would you rather not apologize and sort of stand your ground and be like, you know what, I didn't do it. You know what I mean? Like, having because when you say you're sorry, you're admitting, oh, shit, I did fuck up. Or would you rather? Because I feel like there's a lot of PR happening behind this whole Shanae situation. A lot of, like, lawyers and being like, don't admit to it, because the second you do, then it's over. You know, like, then you're known as the girl who did all this stuff.
If it's on TV, you have to, like, we saw it.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
You can only deny if there's not physical evidence that we're watching constantly.
Yeah, I don't know. There was one woman with a Team Shanae sign in the crowd.
I saw that, yeah.
And you have to think, like, at this point, what does Shanae gain? Like, what's her next thing?
Listen,
her next move.
This is how Trump got elected. Who knows?
Yeah,
Shanae could be running in 2022. Or whatever. This is 2022. I'm losing my mind. All right. Would you rather be the villain of the women tell all or not be invited to the women tell all?
I think I'd rather be the villain. Let me get my last moment and then get the hell out of here and
kind
of disappear off the face of the planet. Like, let me be the villain. Let me have my one last, you know, my last performance.
If you're going to go down in flames.
Exactly.
Go down on national TV. Like, like, at least have people watch.
At
no, I agree. I think
Delta
I'd rather
points.
Be the villain.
Agreed.
And just be on the show, because not getting invited to the Women Tell All means you weren't
anything like memorable.
Unfortunately.
Sorry.
Okay. Host the show or have to deal with everyone from the show at a restaurant afterwards. So, like, you're the waiter for the... So you either be Jesse Palmer or the waiter that had to take an order from the women wherever they went after the show.
Oh, Jesse Palmer, 100%. That waiter has no power. That waiter is crying in the bathroom.
Can you imagine dealing with a bunch of women who just got 50,000 Instagram followers in LA thinking they're the fucking famous?
That's where the fuck Shanae sign came out. He was like, yes. I gotta join them if I can't beat them.
Exactly.
All right, cringiest moment. I said the constant clarification of if Clayton cried or not was, I did not think that Jesse being like, so to clarify, I'm like, we've gotten it 515 fucking times.
Yeah, and it's also like, and then Clayton came out and he was like, no, I'm not like, you know, men cry too. Like, it's as if he like learned during, you know, when the season stopped taping, he's like, I can cry. Like, it felt like a very, like, I've just gone through my first day of therapy moment when he was like,
yeah,
you know, men cry too. It was just like, it was so much about the crying that it made it sound like he really cared that he cried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, we watch you cry and go, I'm so broken. So
I don't want to hurt anybody, but I'm going to. Like, shut up. So
broken. Yeah, it's very Shakespearean the way he does the broken thing.
It's crazy to think that it was only less than 6 months ago he was crying over Michelle.
Men cry. Real men cry, right?
Real men cry. Like, that's what he said.
Yeah, it was as if he was like, right, my boys? You know, like, give it up for crying, bros. It's like, dude, your also, pastor energy needs to stop.
Needs to stop. But he was also saying it as if he made that quote up himself, as if he did it on the spot, like himself.
Oh, man. Like, he does have youth pastor energy. That's such a fucking good way to put it.
My real bros, we be crying, baby.
We be crying. We stay crying. I said the cringiest moment was when Clayton came out and was defending the Shanae stuff or admitting to the Shanae stuff. And the fact that he referred to, because he was, all the girls were like, we were telling you like multiple times, the whole house. And he was like, well, when I saw her throw the trophy in the pool, that was the last straw. That was the last straw, the trophy in the pool, not the all the women telling you time after time after time that this girl is bullying them and lying to you.
And he also kept her after she threw the trophy.
Yeah, they all literally were like, you kept her. Oh, and then like that girl Jill was like, you made me leave that week.
He's too much.
I had Cassidy making herself the victim of casual sex shaming.
I mean, it's just like, is Elizabeth being like, as a member of the ADHD community, it's very, like, we get it.
I'm done.
I have ADHD, so nobody fucking DM me about it, okay?
Same.
I don't care. I take the pills at least. Who knows if I actually have it?
I'm prescribed, but like, who knows?
Who knows?
My name's on the bottle. That's all that matters.
That's all that counts. Paradise picks. I had so many, obviously. Marlena, Sierra, Teddy, Kira. The list goes on. Sarah, I bet.
Yeah, I thought Genevieve was going to be there. But then after I saw her last night, I was like, there's no way there. I mean, maybe she'll be in Paradise, but I think she's just so intense. I don't see Genevieve going to Paradise. I do think Teddy, I do think Marlena, and then you said Kira, but I don't know. Maybe
because
now that
of
she,
what
like,
she said
at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had anyone but Genevieve. Genevieve, I was like, I don't need to see this. I don't need to see this. Like, she's got front of the class energy.
She kind of energy.
Yeah.
I feel like she kind of has Ashley I energy.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah.
Maybe it's because they physically look similar. But
they do look similar.
I don't know. It was like her standing up with her hand raised like she was at the Women's March. It was just like, get out of here.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was just a little, it was a lot.
Okay. Do you guys have a minute, or do you have a minute, Jared? Or
I guess my minute this week would really be about, you know, Jesse Palmer. You know, Jesse Palmer came through. Uh-huh. He was our faceless wonderkin of a host. He kept the ship right. He did a good job. Tonight was the night where he does, like, this job is tonight, you know, or last night. And I thought, good for him. I'm happy for him, even though they set him up for failure by having a bachelor that looked exactly like him. And I don't know, he's been like a happy soldier throughout this whole thing, which I've enjoyed.
I agree. I thought at the beginning, I was like, oh, this is cringe. Jesse Palmer, like, no one asked for this. But I do think he played the role correctly, as you both said earlier, is just bringing us back down to earth and just only speaking when spoken to.
He also just stared at these women like he had never
seen them before.
Seen them before. Like he just looked at them.
So
like,
true. He was like,
What is wrong with you people? Like, didn't you spend like months with them? He was like,
what's everyone so upset about?
Yeah,
I thought this was going to be a party.
He was in disbelief the whole time.
I saw him at one point. The girls were yelling at each other, and you just see him looking over at the girls, and he mouths the word "wow."
Yeah,
he was like, "Wow!" Like he couldn't believe.
Could not believe it. Couldn't believe his eyes.
He was thinking the whole time about like, well, on the way home, I could stop by Taco Bell. They'll still be open. Or like it, no concern. It was great. All right. Who got your rose?
I said no one. I think this episode was just a lot. I mean, from the jump, all of them just screaming at each other. The second they bring out the girls and they introduce them all, before Jesse even speaks, they just start yelling at each other. And like my anxiety shot up and it was just immediately too much. And I think it was just a very intense episode to watch. And I think they all suck as of now.
I said Genevieve because she got to hook up with Aaron and finally broke the mold of between Aaron and James. Somehow she wiggled in, and listen, I'm happy for her.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah. I mean, also give it up for Aaron. She looked great. I had the audience.
Oh, for Genevieve.
Aaron getting the Genevieve. Big win.
Yeah. Big win for everyone.
For everyone. I had the audience. There's nothing better to me than the people who go to the women tell all. I call them lovingly. This should have been my minute, but I wanted to wait till the end. My ode to the audience of
Jared
Bachelor,
loves the, audience.
The Bachelor Live, any Bachelor Live audience. And this kind of makes me want to go to the Bachelor Live. You know how they have Becca Kufrin.
Oh, the live on stage?
Yeah.
We Ms. will be going.
Ms. Personality. I have her on stage hosting their Bachelor Live. I want to see who goes to that is like... To me, the people who go to the live taping of the Women Tell All, like they're one version of, I call it the dome of the undateables. Like you can't date anyone there.
Literally, no.
But the people who go to the live show, whatever that may be, not knowing what it's going to be. I mean that I want to like go there and interview them, like, you know, Triumph the Insult comic dog style. Like I in the worst way. So I love the audience. I love the people who go. They're holding the signs. They're hemming and hawing at every word. It's just a beautiful. It is a chef's kiss.
Hands across the board.
I agree. The audience is always, I mean, why don't we get invited? I feel like that's because we're media and we're going to tell everybody everything the second we get back.
You'd see me in the crowd crying.
There was like someone at the Michelle reunion or Women Tell All who like, posted like I went to the tell all 4 years ago and just like clip in the audience from different years and stuff, but whatever. All right, guys, well, we'll be back tomorrow because it is the fantasy suites.
Okay, yeah, we'll be back tomorrow, but until then you can follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, The Bachelor Breakdown, at betches.co/bachelorbreakdown. And you can follow me at KYork City.
Me at Fat Carrie Bradshaw.
And I'm at Jared Free.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Chris Burns. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and at Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com. Betches.